If you have ideas on how to improve transportation here in Squamish, you now have a chance to share them. In a news release, the District of Squamish is inviting residents to provide feedback on the new transportation master plan. This will be an update to the 2031 multimodal transportation plan that was adopted in 2011. The idea behind the plan is to identify issues with the current transportation network, while also laying out a blueprint for future growth. Bigger picture outcomes, such as emissions, community and individual health, neighborhood connectivity, transportation choice, and equity are all things that will be considered as well, the district says. All forms of transportation will be considered, such as walking, cycling, rolling, i.e. skateboard, scooter, taking the bus, driving a car, and commercial transportation. So much has changed since the last master plan was adopted back in 2011. This update will align transportation planning with our community's trajectory and the external pressures and desired outcomes that we can anticipate over the next 20 years, said Mayor Armand Herford in the release. The district is inviting everyone to give their feedback on the plan. There are several ways people can get involved. A survey is open letstalksquamish.ca/transportation-master-plan until January 18, 2023. A mapping tool is also available for residents to identify location-specific issues with the existing transportation network. Staff from the district and ISL Engineering, who are retained to develop the plan, will host pop-ups events around the community to have one-on-one conversations with residents. The first of these pop-ups will be this Saturday, November 26 at the Squamish Farmers Market. Input during this first phase will be used to help identify existing issues, barriers or gaps in the transportation network and to inform the development of transportation options for a future phase of engagement. The project will undergo four phases over a 12 to 14 month process: understanding, envisioning, planning and implementation. Community engagement will be a key component of the first three phases. When the plan is complete, the district will have an updated list of recommended transportation infrastructure improvements, a plan to complete these capital projects, and a series of transportation policy recommendations. For detailed project and timeline information, please go to squamish.ca/transportation-master-plan. To complete the survey or any of the engagement activities, visit letstalksquamish.ca.